Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about Alaska Fine Arts Academy production of A Sousified Christmas Carol.
And here to talk about it, we have Renee Crumley, who is the director, and Betty Burke, who is playing Scrooge. And Betty, how come you got to play Scrooge? This is wonderful.
I guess I have a deep mean streak under my smile.
Okay, we'll just step aside, right?
That's very smart.
And I understand it is, you prefer to be called the Scrooge.
Well, that's correct. And if you were to approach me with Scrooge, I would correct you that it is the Scrooge. And that's my rock and roll name. I've had it since I was a teen in the band.
Oh my goodness, good for you.
So you'll notice that there's a little bit of a twist on our theme with it. Yes, it is the Christmas Carol story with all of the Christmas Carol regular characters, but we have sousified them all. So everybody gets a little bit of a twist. We've cut the plot down. It's not quite as long as the Christmas Carol story, and it all rhymes. The entire show is done in rhyme.
What fun.
So,
did you guys write it yourself?
We did not. It's from play scripts, so we do have royalties to produce the show from play scripts, but the whole thing is done in rhyme. So the hardest part for the actors has been that you can't just improvise. You really have to know your lines, because that last word of your sentence rhymes with the next word, and that rhyming word is often the cue for the next person's entrance into their lines. And so we've had some interesting times with doing our rhymes.
How many children do you have in the play?
Children-wise, we have quite a few. I want to say we have upwards of 20, because we have a 32-member cast, and I want to say we have like 6 to 7 true adults. The rest are under 18. So.
And how many really little ones?
Little ones. We actually have a 4-year-old in the show all the way up, you know, through our adults. So, and then we have 6 truly young actors who I think for most of them it's their first or second show with us. And we actually have a couple of leads who it is their first show. So our narrators are Thing 1 and Thing 2. Well, actually they go through Thing 6. We've added a few. And a couple of them are newbies to our theater. So it's very nice to have them on board, and they're a little nervous for getting opening tonight, and we'll just keep encouraging them, and they're doing great.
Yeah, they're more than just cute. They're actually pretty gifted in how they present themselves, I think.
Well, I would say that someone who is attracted to the theater probably is gifted.
Very much so. All of the kids and the cast and everybody has been so fun to work with. And we've had such a fun time sousifying the whole show. You know, just we have colored wigs, we have feathers and bows and sparkles and ribbon. And the whole set just looks like you walked into a Seuss book. It's just a lot of fun.
That's really interesting. And I'm gonna put Betty here on the spot for a moment. I noticed she has a script here, because you mentioned everything is in rhyme. And it's not just in rhyme, it's in rhyme to the flavor of Dr. Seuss,
yes.
Not just any rhyme. I would love to hear, and Betty, I know you're fully memorized, but I want, because I'm putting you on the spot, I wonder if you could perhaps read us a little bit of a section of the script to give us a flavor of how sousified this script is with the story of A Christmas Carol.
Well, at one point, I'm distressed by carolers who come near my office, and I go after them with a very stupendous racket, whack, racket. And here's what I say. If you don't stop all that Christmassy racket, I'll be forced to use my racket-whack racket. I've got it programmed to whack and attack any rackety noise I'm too cranky to hack. So if you want to test me and see what's the matter, just keep up that caroling, clamorous clatter.
And the kids will say, Merry Christmas, and run away.
That sounds wonderful. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Renee Crumley, who's the director, and Betty Burke, who plays Scrooge.
The Scrooge, I should.
The Scrooge.
And we just heard, I think we heard why she's called the Scrooge after that reading. I was trembling here for a moment, and I was about to leave the show.
You didn't even see my cane.
No.
I could imagine it. This is radio. I can imagine. So. Will you tell us that this show has been condensed a little bit from the longer version of
yes.
Christmas Carol? We still see some of the favorite characters, Tim, I'm sure.
Tim is actually Timmy Lou Who.
Oh, well, tell us some new names for the characters then. Well, tell us some of the new names.
So we have Christmas Past, who is actually from the past, the 80s. So she's a rock and roller. She's actually a Valley Girl from the 80s. So she has big hair and a rat tail and the gold pants. And she's just all decked out for the 80s. And then Christmas Present, the ghost of Christmas Present, is actually a Christmas present. She is wrapped in a box like a Christmas present. And she likes to touch her wrapping paper to go to her different scenes that they see. The ghost of Christmas Future is a space ghost.
Doesn't speak at all.
No. No, Betty has
uses
to know
a mind ray gun to give me his information.
Yep, and so all the Cratchits are there, but Timmy is Timmy Lou Who. Still has his traditional God bless us everyone line, and we have a terrific young actor for that. Who else is Seussified in there? Well, the narrators are the things. So there are narrators throughout the whole show who kind of open the show and introduce the show and keep us moving through. But they are thing one, thing two. But then we have them grow towards the middle of the show to thing three and thing four. And then by the end of the show, they've grown even a little more and are thing five and thing six. So, and they have a very fun way of coming on off the stage. I'm not going to give that away, though, because it would take away a little bit of the magic. So you have to come see the show if you want to see how the things get on and off the stage.
A little mystery left to the audience.
Yeah, because it is very magical. Very, very magical.
Well, one thing intrigued me, just you said that Christmas Past is an 80s person. So obviously you're set in this play in another time period than A Christmas Carol is normally presented back in the...
Right. So it's a little bit more modernized. You have to think of now a little bit more. And then, but Seussified. You know, everybody really isn't in modern day clothes at all. It's totally Seussified. You know, all of the costumes are feathered and bright colored wigs. Nobody wears regular hair. Everybody has Seussified wigs with big styles. We have a wonderful makeup and wig lady, Brandy McGee, who has come in and graciously volunteered. She has taken home close to 60 wigs, because everybody, I believe, except maybe Betty, has two wigs, because they have a character and then a change. So she's taken home wigs and styled them for us, and it's been a big production that way.
Well, how is the Scrooge then dressed?
Well, actually, the townspeople and everyone are dressed in Dickens-y clothing and that period, though it's got the added touch of Seussification. For instance, my cutaway jacket has a weird colored ribbon and ball fringe all the way around it. So it's, Seussified.
And Betty is actually, you have to take the Scrooge and the Grinch combine them together. Yes, and that's how we Seussify the Scrooge. So there's a bit of Grinch in there, too.
Sort of like the Scrooge who stole Christmas.
Yes, there you go.
Sounds great. I think we should mention that this is Alaska Fine Arts Academy, which is located in Eagle River.
Yes.
because although we will give that on the calendar, it's important that people know where this is.
Right. That we actually do have a theater, a real live theater in Eagle River. So, you know, a lot of people go, oh, really? There's a theater in Eagle River? And truly there is.
Sort of hidden away above a hardware store. So it's not too hard to find, but you have to have your eyes open.
And how have you created the set for this show in your theater?
Well, we have one wall that is a revolving wall because our theater has a very low ceiling, so we have no fly space. So we have one wall that keeps revolving to do a lot of our sets on. And it all basically looks like you've walked into a Seuss book. We have Lorax trees and the funny houses that look like they might fall over at any moment. And our artist who teaches art classes at the Academy for us, Kenna Bates, has come in and drawn all our backdrops for us. And they're just beautiful. It's just so much fun. The kids came in one day when we finally got to paint it, and they were just like, wow, it looks like a Seuss book. It's so fun.
It sounds wonderful. I'm looking forward to it. But unfortunately, we're running out of time. And so I want to thank you both for coming.
Thank you.
Renee Crumley, who's the director, and Betty Burke, who plays the Scrooge. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org.
Cyrano's production of Wrinkle in Time by Madeline L'Engle runs through December 22nd. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
The Alaska Theater of Youth is offering the musical Godspell tonight at 7 and December 14th at 2 and 7, and the play Wind in the Willows tomorrow at 2 and 7, and Friday, December 13th at 7, at the Sidney Lawrence Theater. For tickets or information, call 263-ARTS.
Anchorage Community Theater is auditioning for their show Charlie's Aunt at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Call 344-4713 for more information or go to their website.
Up in Wasilla, the Valley Performing Arts production of Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus runs through December the 22nd. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
Mr. Whitekeys is back doing a few shows on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays through December 26th. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
At Anchorage Community Theater, you can see a production of an original play by Anchorage playwright Shane Mitchell called Christmas on the Yukon. It will run through December the 22nd. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sundays at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
At the Alaska Fine Arts Academy in Eagle River, you can see A Seussified Christmas. Performances are at 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday with matinees on the 14th and 21st at 1 p.m. For more information, please call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.